want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the Great American Southwest, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and as you join me for the next 120 minutes, we'll entertain you, but most of all, we're going to inform you on how to take your country back. At the bottom of the half hour, we're going to be joined by Cassandra Anderson. Yes, we had her on about 6 weeks ago. Her interview was so dramatic, so informative, we played it again 3 weeks ago when yours truly was on vacation in California. And we're going to have her back tonight to talk about Treaty of the Seas. And, you know, folks, I have to tell you, the more that I read about the Treaty of the Seas, the more confused I get. And we've got Cassandra to come on to try to help us straighten it out. But I can tell you this, it's not good. Anyway, as we always do at this time, let's bring on Annie DiRiso, our Under the News Radar correspondent. And did I say that backwards, Annie? I'm an Under the Radar News correspondent. And I should probably tell everybody, if I sound a little flustered, I was driving to where I broadcast and got behind a very, very serious accident, and I certainly hope the people are okay. And I didn't move for about 35 minutes, so, you know, I'm calling Mike, our producer, calling Annie and saying, gee, guys, I'm not moving here, and I don't know when this is going to open up. So Annie almost had to do the show solo tonight. And Annie, I know you would have done great. But anyway, I'm still kind of gathering my senses here as I orient towards doing a show, get my board in place, and all that good stuff. But Annie, nonetheless, it's interesting to have an interference in the show that's of natural consequences, isn't it?
Yes, yes, finally. I mean, not finally, but at least, you know, we don't know, we know somebody's not messing with us.
Well, yes. All the... the jamming of our signals, the taking down of guests, the blocking of my signal, just flat taking us off the air, things we've experienced over the last 3 months. At least this was a normal life event. But, Annie, our record's still intact. We haven't missed a scheduled broadcast yet, nor have we been late for one. So we can stop patting ourselves on the back, and let's get on with the show. Briefly outline for us before the break what we're looking at here in terms of news that's transpired in the last week.
Oh, it's just more and more and more controls of what they're doing now, what they're getting ready to do, what they want to do, what they insist they're going to do. You know, it's same old, same old. I mean, they're just broadsiding us as hard and as fast as they can for a long time now, and it's not letting up.
And just for the curious listeners here about what they're going to get a dose of when we come back from the first break, what are those topic areas?
Oh, geez, a lot of European laws, a lot of U.S. laws, really, really stupid government power grabs. Well, you ready for this? In the U.S., the amount of wealth held by the richest 10% of the population is 83%.
Well, God bless them, because if Obama gets his way, we're all going to share in 10% of the wealth while he and his rich corporate friends from across the world take the rest of our money.
Yes, and it's not going to be the little guys. It's not going to be you and me. It's going to be the corporate holders, the, I'm just speechless.
I know,
Annie,
and it'll be good. After we come back from the break, we'll dissect all these issues one at a time. But first of all, let me mention to you, if you're not near your favorite radio station, you can always catch us live on the internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. We're also available on satellite. And I want to remind everybody that we still have those generic RBN business cards available. Only $10 per 100. And this includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. And you can get yours by writing to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, or call us at 1-800-724-2719. After the break, we'll hit the news.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Cassandra Anderson at the bottom of the hour, Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar news correspondent. Now, Annie, what's up first?
Well, hang on, because it's going to be fast and furious, folks. The European law passes a law that will require medicinal herbs to be put through testing identical to that required for new drugs. We know where that's going to take us. Then the U.S. Congress, with prodding from the pharmaceutical industry, seeks to put dietary supplement makers in jail. I mean, a bill now before the Senate would imprison supplement makers for 10 years if they cite findings from scientific studies on their labels or literature. Plus, here in the U.S., the FDA is opposed to labels telling consumers which products are not genetically engineered because it would confuse the consumer. Excuse me? New York midwives, they can't assist in home births anymore unless, you know, they work with a hospital or an obstetrician. I can see both sides of that. But here in the U.S. also, the federal CDC released a study claiming that vaccines with added mercury decrease the number of autism cases. I mean, get real.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you on that one.
Yeah.
you said a show's worth right there in about 30 seconds, Annie. But let me see if I heard you right. Vaccines with added mercury pose no danger.
Right. I mean, everybody else is saying just the opposite is true, but the research was conducted by parties with an interest in protecting the vaccine use.
Oh, let's let our kids eat lead paint chips, too. Well, those first two stories that you hit on very clearly refer back to Codex Alimentarius, with regard to the control of the natural food industry. And, of course, it's Big Pharma driving this, Big Pharma in control. And, of course, if you look at the interlocking boards of ownership and directorate between Big Pharma, the central bankers, the UN, on and on and on, you start seeing the same names over and over. So that's not surprising. But vaccines with added mercury. You know, speaking of vaccines, Annie, I thought I should mention a program note here. Next week, we're going to have on Patrick Jordan and Dr. Carley, and they're going to be talking about what's new in healthcare. And I guess there is a whole lot more new things on the horizon. You know, last year, we beat back compulsory and mandatory H1N1 vaccinations, and certainly the swine flu turned out to be nothing but a scam, a $7 billion scam that your tax dollars went to pay for this non-event. And Annie, they're going to come on and talk about some things that will raise the hair on the back of your neck. But vaccines with extra mercury pose no threat. I mean, are you really serious that they were dumb enough to put this in writing?
Well, this report explains, though, how the data was skewed to produce that finding. But what's new? You know, they're always getting the data they want. Put in what you want, you get out what you want. So, and also on that flu vaccine, I understand they are planning on combining the H1N1 with the regular flu shot.
It's already done, Annie.
It is?
Yes.
A done deal.
It's a 3-in-1 deal, yeah. And 1/3 of that is going to be the H1N1. So, you know, a lot of families last year made a decision, well, I'll let my kid get the regular flu vaccine, but not H1N1. Because remember, Annie, they've got about $6.5 billion of doses that they've got to get rid of. So,
well, I understood they were putting it all in one injection.
Exactly. It's a 3-in-1. It's a vaccine cocktail. You know, which reminds me, Annie, when I was a kid, we used to mix like Coca-Cola, orange drink, lemonade into one drink, all these soft drinks. And you know what we called it, Annie? We called it a suicide. And that's what I think we're looking at. I think that's what we're looking at here. Certainly, we're going to be looking certainly at the reemergence of squalene and MF59-induced central autoimmune system disorders resulting from these injections. And all I got to say is buyer beware. But, Annie, they don't even have to even buy the shot so much anymore, do they? Aren't the drug stores and distributors coming across with coupons?
Oh, free shot. They'll
free
get
shots.
It because it's free.
Yes.
Oh. Well, in the UK, they're trying to, they're talking about asking women to take a Prozac, a happy pill, to relieve PMS symptoms. I mean, they want everybody to be on some kind of drug. Number one, that you have to pay for. Number two, that's not going to do you any good. Number three, that's probably going to hurt you.
Well, it makes us easier to control, for one thing. Secondly, if you're happy, then you're less likely to really pay attention to what's going on. But even more importantly, Annie, when you give Prozac to people who are not clinically depressed, that don't have a serotonin imbalance of any type, it runs the risk dramatically and exponentially higher of violent and acting behavior. And what a great way to get people to go shoot up places like Virginia Tech, Fort Hood. And then, of course, we'll hear the redoubling of calls for more gun control.
Wow. You know, and they're also over in Britain. They have labeled 250,000 school children as being bigots as early as 3 years old.
Is there a litmus test on how they define bigotry for a three-year-old? They only play with one color toy and not the other? I mean, how does this work?
Well, they're taking it. I mean, this was a part of the Race Relations Act back in 2000. I think it's creating an open door so that they can go in homes and control the home to, oh, you know, this three-year-old said a bigoted called a person a bigoted name, we have to go to their home and we have to beat up on the parents because we know that's where it came from. So we have to control the parents. It's another foot in the door.
Or worse yet, as our friend Roger Brown might say, another excuse for a CPS-type agency to take the kid out of the home for whatever purpose. And all I got to say is go back to Romania and the Ceausescu regime and what they did with babies there.
Yeah, yeah. Or to the youth movement in Germany during World War II.
Yeah, I think this is even potentially more draconian than the Hitler Youth Movement, because I do think you're going to see loss of parental rights. But did they say anything in there about how bigotry would be defined? I mean, these kids are barely capable of speech.
Well, in 9 times out of 10, they're not even going to know what the word means. And so it's really open to interpretation, I think, as to, you know, that's just kind of left open-ended.
Understand.
And that's another scary part of it. You know,
yes.
What is bigotry? My bigotry is not your bigotry. You know, it's very open.
Like conduct detrimental to the state.
There you go.
Very, very broad interpretation. And
free
certainly,
speech.
Yeah, it's a grab at parental rights. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
Well, we may have the resurrection of the dead on November 7th. It's November 2nd. As alarms are being raised over the unwillingness of some states to purge their voter registration list adequately. I mean, it just leaves us wide open for all of these names that are left on the rolls to be used for voter fraud.
Well, I'm sure all these ghost voters will be progressive liberals.
Yes. What is the definition of a liberal anyway? Is that a left hand? Is that a leftist?
I like to frame stuff? Things in either sports parlance or academic language. Let me give you an example, Andy. And Handy, Annie. Yeah,
I'm still
back on Grand Avenue here.
Yeah.
Having a grand old time sitting in traffic. But anyway, let me just give you an example. Team A in a basketball game beats Team B 90-70. No, but the Obama administration says that's not fair. We have to step in and equalize everything, so we're taking 10 points away from Team A and giving it to Team B, so there's a tie. That's the definition, to me, of Obama socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And we're even seeing it, too. In our educational classrooms, you know, Annie, I know it's been a while since you've had kids in the system, but one of the things you're seeing more and more, and even at the university level, we're seeing what they call collaborative learning communities. And what that basically means is group work. And I hated group work when I was a student because I, who cared about my GPA, ended up doing all the work. Another form of socialism, academic socialism. And certainly, this is the move. And by the way, when we get to the bottom of the hour and we interview Cassandra Anderson, people will hear very clearly how the Treaty of the Seas is filled with socialist type of agendas. Okay, Annie, what's next?
Well, I wanted to bring up, you were talking about an email that you got from a listener or a friend of yours, I'm not sure, Zeb Reed. You know, he was reporting that as of last Thursday that there's been a lot of reports bouncing all over the web, you know, that we have a military mobilization underway here in the U.S. I mean, as of yet, it's unconfirmed, but the reports keep popping up. But it's reported that all units of the 82nd and 101st Airborne are on standby for possible domestic deployment anywhere in the U.S. We're supposed to get a briefing on it this coming Tuesday to find out more about it. So
we come back from the break. Let's find out who's giving the briefing, and let's see if we can't tie it into a couple of other things that we've looked at. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie on the other side of the news. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Sandra Anderson, in just a few moments, we talk about Treaty of the Seas, and right now we're exploring our news segment. And Annie, where did we leave off before the break?
Well, we were talking about this deployment of 101st and 82nd. If people want to go to patriotresistance.com, it's right up at the top of their website, but this is on a lot of different sites. But it calls for all U.S. airborne units to be on standby orders for domestic deployment within 18 hours. But this came out last Thursday. And so we really don't know, and we may not know yet. I mean, some of the guys who got these orders were really upset at getting these orders. So they started putting it out on the net what was going on. So we can thank them. I mean, we never know what's going to be real, what's not going to be real. But the domestic, I mean, why would they put them on alert? What's happening?
Well, they wouldn't put them on alert after an event transpired if it was something that was being brought forth.
True.
So clearly this may be an anticipation of what's coming. Now, we're assuming that this is true, and I want to thank Zeb for bringing this to our attention. But, Annie, since Zeb originally sent me this email, I've been inundated with this information. I've been unable to confirm it through my military sources, but it does make some sense. And you have to wonder if this is somehow related to Operation Red Flag, which is the deployment on war games, five-year war games off every coast of the United States, which is underway in Southern California and soon to commence all around our coastlines. You just have to wonder, is this a coup d'etat? Is this the subjugation of the United States citizenry? Hard to say, but Annie, there's certainly something afoot here. Because if you recall, one thing that is undeniable is a little over a year ago, many of our military forces were involved in roadblock training. They were involved in house-to-house searches, basically how to seize an American town. Do you remember those war games with NORTHCOM?
Yes, and with UN troops. So, you know, this could get even more interesting.
Well, I've just got a note here. Let me read this to you, Annie. This is from SJ, and he says, my cousin is a cross-country trucker. He's been calling me periodically with reports of military vehicle movement, and he says it's in the Montana area, and I'm just kind of brushing through this here. Says he's asked him for pictures, and hopefully he'll forward this to us if he gets confirmation of this information. So, yeah, people should be on the lookout for military convoys, because I don't know another reason why we need to mobilize. Are we going to be attacked? Or is there something more domestically oriented that's going on?
As long as we have the Internet, this is the only way we're ever going to find out what's going on in this country.
Well, I got news for you, Annie. Let me say this off the top. It's been a pleasure broadcasting with you for nearly 2 years. Because the first thing that would go down in a situation like this would be the Internet.
Yes.
You can count on it. Your power would be second, because you have to control us unruly little boogers. And those would be the first two things to go. No free flow of information. So the Internet is gone. Your phones would not work.
And in Katrina, they jammed the ham radios. Remember?
I do. I do. Yeah. It's upsetting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm speechless. I get speechless a lot. Sorry about that.
Well, as we have documented several times on this show over the last several months, the global elite are certainly making their move to seize control.
Yes.
And when you're getting multiple reports of five-year war games, and then you have government documentation that basically confirms this. It does confirm it. They tell you what they're up to. They tell you about their weather modification. And they tell you about their ability to start earthquakes. It's in the documents, folks. And this is why we had Rosalind Peterson on last week. And they're making their move in almost every way possible, from the food supply to military mobilization to control of banking, the bankrupting of people who would oppose them on Wall Street. I mean, Annie, it's clearly we're on the precipice of something big.
It's a blitzkrieg.
Makes you wonder if there's going to be a November election, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
I can remember when your Bill told me one time that he thought that Bush would get a second term, but there might not be an election because of his growing unpopularity. And I reminded him, don't forget about Diebold voting machines, Bill. But, you know, he might have been a couple of elections too early. But I do think that before the populace is allowed to rise up and put regular Jane and John Does in Washington, the other side is going to do whatever they have to do to keep their entrenched power in place.
I'm afraid you're right. Bill was always ahead of the game. He was so far ahead of the game, he thought all this would have happened like 5 or 6 years ago. He had it all laid out, how it was going to happen.
Well,
it's just delayed.
We know, Annie, that these people are 10 years, 11 years behind. Now, we've read this in their own documents. A lot of this stuff was supposed to have come off at the millennium in the year 2000. And so we can see why they're acting with such rapidity.
Full court press, is that what you call it?
The full court press. And it's also going to happen not only on our inner side of our country, it's happening off our coasts. And we come back, we're going to have Cassandra Anderson on to tell us just how far this could possibly go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody, and let me remind you that yours truly does write for News with Views. In fact, I would invite you probably towards the end of the week to read the first of a multi-part series that I'm writing about military abuses against the people, both their safety, their welfare, their property rights, and just the ability sometimes to stay in their homes. And I can tell you about all this from firsthand experience. So anyway, that's going to appear on News with Views later in the week. And our guest this evening is Cassandra Anderson. We had her on earlier in the summer, and she caused quite a stir. My emails were just unbelievably filled with praise towards the knowledge and information that she put forth on Agenda 21. And I had talked to Cassandra off the air and asked her if she wouldn't mind coming on talking about Treaty of the Seas. This is something that I have a great deal of time, great deal of difficulty, I should say, getting my head around. This is very complex, but there's a couple of things that clearly shine through, and one of them is the loss of American sovereignty. But rather than me stumble over my words trying to explain something that I'm having a hard time grasping, this is why we have Cassandra with us. So without further ado, let's go to California and welcome Cassandra Anderson back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for the nice intro. That was really flattering.
Well, your show stirred so much interest from my end that when I went on vacation over Labor Day, we replayed it.
Wow. Okay,
and,
great.
And many, many people, too, wrote in from that show, too. So you struck a chord, but we need you to teach us and inform us. I have spent a lot of hours reading about the Treaty of the Seas, and I'm still having a hard time grasping the totality, the end games.
Well, Okay, so I read an analysis of it, and I sent you the summary. The analysis was done by Jerry Rapkin, and essentially, I think the part that bothered me the most is that it's ambiguous, because what that means is that it's open to interpretation at some later date. You know, it's a foot in the door sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were grappling with it, I'm sure that that's what it comes down to. You know, it's done intentionally. Same thing with all these treaties, and, you know, they're just very vague, and with the purpose of coming in later for interpretation and of policy. For policy making.
I made some notes on what you sent me from Jerry, and I also had done some other reading. And one of the things that really comes very clear to me is the supremacy law is lost. And I don't mean the supremacy of the federal government over the states. I'm talking about the supremacy over groups like the United Nations over the United States. In other words, we don't maintain our own sovereignty under this law, under this treaty.
That certainly is the way it appears to me, because there's rules laws already in place. So, and I like to call it the Law of Sea Treaty, because the acronym is LOST. So,
like the country is lost.
Yeah. So, anyway, with LOST, the Law of Sea Treaty, it's just not even necessary. You know, so what is the point and purpose of this? You know, just exactly what you stated, loss of sovereignty and, you know, buckling under to the United Nations.
Well, I do have some questions I made, and I know Annie DeRisa, our news director, who's also joining us, has some questions as well. But one of the things that I was wondering as I've been reading these analyses is when I grew up, I remember that crooks had to get to the 3-mile limit before the cops would stop chasing them, because then they were in international waters. But that 3-mile limit is an ancient concept, no longer in effect. Where do our territorial waters extend to, and how far?
Well, that's a little confusing too. What I do know is the exclusive economic zone, which is 200 nautical miles from the coastline. Something that the U.S. just said, we're taking the exclusive economic zone. And so what they've insisted on is that anything outside of that, compensation will have to be paid to the rest of the world. So if you can imagine, mining, for instance, there's different boundaries. I know that there's one off I can't think of it right now, but there are different boundaries for different things. So it's intentionally confusing, like everything else. You know, why do you think they have 2,000 page bills? Because if you can't convince them, confuse them.
Yes, exactly. But let's go to this concept called an exclusive economic zone, or what they refer to in the literature as the EEZ. So you're saying this is we retain mineral rights, that we don't have to pay a tax to the rest of the world on up to 200 miles, but after that...
And fishing, right, and fishing's including that. Oh. But after that, the ideology is what belongs to no one belongs to everyone. So if... If a company or a country or a state or whatever goes in and is using the ocean beyond the EEZ, exclusive economic zone, then the rest of the world will have to be compensated. And you know who that'll go through?
Well, the United Nations.
Yeah, it's the international entity known as the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, one world government. You're looking for it, it's right there.
And just same as food for oil that we saw during the second Gulf War, I'm sure they'll be completely honest and above board. But what really is concerning to me is how much tax are we on the hook for? Is this another one of these gray areas that's yet to be determined?
Oh, absolutely. Again, ambiguous. But it's, you know, it's the Law of Sea Treaty was written in the 1970s, and, you know, that was an era when socialism was really gaining a foothold, and it's all about the transfer of wealth. You know, and when you have a transfer of wealth too, again, it's, you know, loss of sovereignty, and why should countries that have resources and have the technology and have the ability to go out there and drill, why should they be compensating other countries that may have the resources but not the technology, but they're not doing anything? Why do they need to be compensated?
Exactly. Do you recall when Obama supported the proposal put forth in Copenhagen at the Global Climate Change Conference, in which we were going to pay $1 billion to the UN for them to disperse to poor third world countries that we had polluted?
Right, and that's such a lie. It's the nicest word I can think of to use.
No, I understand. Remember, this is a family show.
That's why I used the word lie.
Yes, but the reason I bring that up is it seems like a very similar principle that you have two movements here designed to remove wealth from this country and distribute it to the third world.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, in its entirety, that's what it's about. You know, it's to people that have been following it and understand it, the whole idea is to break America down to a pre-industrial level. And that's why we've got so many problems with energy. And, you know, they had to do the deep water horizon drilling because, who was it, the Department of Interior Secretary, that Salazar or Vilsack, I always get them mixed up.
I think
anyway,
it's Salazar.
Salazar, yeah. You know, he put the kibosh on these drilling permits on land that had been in place for years. And he said, oh, well, we can't do this overnight, but that some of the drilling permits were 5 to 7 years old.
Amazing. Well, one of the things, too, about this Treaty of the Seas, as I delved into it, is I found that we would lose, even though we're a member of the Security Council of the United Nations, we would lose our right to veto. In fact, this legislation set up a tribunal, for lack of a better term. I call it a kangaroo court, and they're filled with nations that aren't friendly to us.
Yes, that's correct. Essentially, what's going on with that is that so there's a tribunal, and the vote will be by consensus. And what that means is that the majority rules. And what that means is that the majority owns the minority, which means that our veto would mean nothing. And the some of the unfriendly countries that are sitting on that tribunal would be Russia, China, Brazil, Senegal, Ghana, and, you know, some of them are even hostile to the U.S. So, yeah, it's not good.
So if we have a dispute over where, let's say, people caught their fish, drilled for oil, mined for minerals, that this could go to this tribunal and they'll tell us what we truly own and what we don't, and that we might have to give it to somebody and pay a penalty. Is that, am I interpreting that correctly?
Yeah, and imagine the power in that.
This is downright scary. So this is a vast transfer of wealth, and using that term, I can see why the Obama administration is in love with this legislation.
Right. The other thing that this treaty does, if it gets ratified, which I'll explain in a minute, is that it sets up a precedent that the rights of the United States would have to be secured through international entities, you know, of course, all through the UN. And that's, you know, that's not what America is or was intended to be anyway. Now, here's something interesting that I didn't send to you about the ratification of this. We may have talked about it when I was on your last show with the National Ocean Council. Obama,
yes.
Yeah, Obama in July signed an executive order creating the National Ocean Council, and it essentially implements the Law of Sea Treaty. And, you know, that's not the way a treaty is traditionally has been ratified. It's, you know, two-thirds of the Senate okays it. So the way that he's backdooring it, and there was an article last week that came out on the CLEAR Act written by Paul McCain and a few other people, And the CLEAR Act, it's interesting because the executive order is tied in with the CLEAR Act, and the CLEAR Act stands for the Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act. And what it does is, if it's voted into law, that provides the funding. And there's also a council on there that's very suspiciously similar to the National Ocean Council.
And what can they do?
Well, what I'm saying is that this is the way that they're planning to ratify it. It's a very unusual way of ratifying a treaty.
Oh, I understand.
They're sneaking it in through this CLEAR Act legislation. Instead of going directly and asking for a two-thirds Senate vote.
Yeah, instead of an up-and-down vote, they're trying to bring it in administratively.
Right.
Yeah, through another bill. Well, that's just the way they do everything. I mean, they tried to get the DREAM Act for amnesty through on a defense appropriations bill this last week. So that's not surprising that they do that. But what we're looking at here so far, if I'm following this correctly, is we're socializing the oceans. I think it's safe to say that. We're giving up our national sovereignty with regard to any previous claims that we have. What about the claims we've made at places like the North and South Pole? Are those gone now?
I don't know. I don't know. I have to confess.
And I wonder what this does to offshore, proposed offshore drilling up in Alaska in Prudhomme Bay.
Well, offshore drilling, so if it's beyond the exclusive economic zone, what goes on with the with drilling is that they have to get, I think that they might have to, hang on 1 second. They have to get permission because there will be restrictions placed on how and when U.S. firms can drill for resources. And in so doing, this is really interesting, that controls the supply and demand, which sets the stage for cartels and monopolies.
So if I understand this correctly, let's leave Alaska for a second. Let's just go to Wyoming. Let's say I, as an oil explorer, I locate oil underground. Does that mean that even within the lower 48, we would have to obtain permission from an international body to drill on our own sovereign land?
Well, this is pertaining to the Law of Sea Treaty, so I would say no. However, once this is in place and that precedent becomes established, I don't think it's more than a hop, skip, and a jump to that.
Well, let me tell you why I asked the question more directly. I read provisions in the Treaty of the Sea which calls for the free sharing of scientific research and development.
That's correct.
So in other words,
that's
a direct invasion into our own intellectual sovereignty as well as our national sovereignty, and forget national security, and I want to come back to that later in the show. Let me ask you about something that I encountered, and we're going to run into the break here in a second, but over Labor Day, I took my family out to San Diego, and we went to La Jolla Coves, and while we were there, we saw a protest on the beach, and there were individuals there that were protesting proposed legislation, and darn if I didn't pay closer attention, to shut down the beaches 6 months out of the year. Are you aware of this?
I was not aware of that. You had told me about it, and there's just been a complete dearth of information on this. However, I just sent you an article that I found at 7 o'clock tonight, and it's amazing. It's everything that you said. And, there's up in Washington State, there's some environmental groups that are really upset about the naval training games.
I'm talking about two different things. I want to go to the naval training games in just a moment. Let me hold that. But what I'd like to do is, are you aware of California's intention, based on an EPA request or mandate, to shut down California beaches for 6 months out of the year?
No, I was not aware of that, and I live here. So that gives you a clue about what's going on with the mainstream media.
Well, what I saw was even more curious. On one hand, you had a series of cardboard tables and copies of the legislation, and darned if I didn't pick it up. But I read it enough to get an idea that no one who wanted to come to sunbathe on the beach during these months were going to be allowed to do so. And 50 feet away, there were people saying, we need to shut down the beaches because we're killing the mammals. So, I mean, there's some awareness there in California that this is a real deal. And I had mentioned this on my show a couple of weeks back, and I got an email from someone in Texas that said Texas is considering the same kind of legislation on their area that borders the Gulf.
I don't know about that, which is outrageous. You know, that because I'm pretty well informed, so that somebody that looks at the news every day doesn't know, that's pretty big.
that is more than pretty big. And certainly when we come back from the break, and this will probably even take us past the top of the hour, I want to go over with you these war game situations, these scenarios, and how this could tie into Treaty of the Seas. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Cassandra Anderson and our news director, Andy DeRiso, after a word from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about Treaty of the Seas and other related issues. And Cassandra, let's get right to it. I would like to talk to you about what you found out about our Operation Red Flag or the 5-year war games and how this might tie into the Treaty of the Seas.
Well, I'll tell you, when you first told me about it, I couldn't believe it. It is so frightening. And then you sent me some documents, and the one that really did it for me was the one that was from Congressman Henry Waxman and Mike Thompson. And they say, this is a direct quote, the Navy estimates that its sonar training activities will take marine mammals more than 11.7 million times over the course of a five-year permit. And that was issued in 2009. So there's your five-year permit war games right there. And then I found a news story tonight that was, I can't believe this is so huge. I can't believe it's not in the news. But a story came out a few days ago in the Whidbey News Times, and they reiterated everything you told me, you know, that they're doing sonar games and underwater minefield training, all kinds of crazy stuff, and they even mentioned depleted uranium. And they said that they're not doing that because they got too much backlash, but I don't know what to believe, you know.
I've got documents that show that they plan to fire as many as 5,000 Hellfire missiles in an hour in a single location. And you're going to tell me, they're going to tell us that there's no depleted uranium there? There's no health risk from the prevailing winds? I mean, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, it's really scary, Dave.
Do you see a tie-in to the Treaty of the Seas, though? Because here's where I'm baffled. Quite frankly, why would the UN allow the Navy and the Air Force to conduct these war games over a five-year period when it clearly poses such an environmental threat, and it does extend outside the 200-mile limit?
Well, because the UN is evil and the United States government is in league with them. If you look at every program that they have, who's funding it? It's these federal programs, you know. Everything from GMO food, the USDA, you know, and the EPA, they provide money to the UN. So it's, you know, it's not like they're opposing entities at all. And so the Law of Sea Treaty, well, you know, it's just, again, moving us toward one world government. So do I think that it's part of this? Well, sure.
Do you see the war games as a move to potentially depopulate the coast through weather modification directed at diminishing crop supply in coastal states?
I don't have any evidence for that, but it doesn't sound far off the mark to me.
I mean, it almost seems like, Cassandra, just tracing what I've been through in the last 3 weeks, I'm seeing legislation or evidence of legislation designed to get people off the beaches. I found out about it in two states. We find about Treaty of the Seas and, hey, we really don't own our mineral claims anymore. We don't even own our scientific patents any longer. And then we go into this five-year war game, which is posing a huge health and safety risk to the United States coastal residents and all our coasts. It makes me wonder what's afoot. We're going to explore that when we come back after the top of the hour.